Okay, we are up to the next parak here in Tehillim, Parak Tzadi. The Parak Tzadi is a special parak. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of the 11 prakim that were supposedly written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It starts off with Tfila Lemoshe. Isho Elokim, Rashi quotes, Achad Asar Mizmor, the next 90 through 100, through Mizmor Lasoda. Achad Asar Mizmor, Mikan Ad Lodavid Mizmor, Kulam Moshe Amram. Moshe said them, Kinegdam birech acharas brachos lacharas shvatim b'zos habracha. They're parallel to the 11 shvatim that he gave brachos to in Zos habracha, right? Not Shimon. Shimon maybe was included in another shevet, but that is Rashi. The Radak says, Tfila zu matza David ksuva. David HaMelech found this tfila, these mizmorim written, v'haisa kabbalah etzlam shayisa l'moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha-shalom. And it was a kabbalah, they were written by Moshe, v'kasu b'sefer zeh, and David HaMelech integrated them into Tehillim. Rav Sadia Gaon says maybe not, it's as if it said l'bnei Moshe, like it said l'bnei Korach, like Aaron sometimes means l'bnei, and this, that's one. But the Medrash in the Medrash Shochar Tov says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these mizmorim, and the content of this mizmor is the frailty of man, especially in galus, and the short life that he lives, and the tsaris that he has in his short life, contrasted to the nitzchias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's the Das Mikra says it's appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to have written this, because he, as close as he was, he got closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anyone else, and yet he notes the contrast between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. There's no one else that is more appropriate to write this, and if he is writing this, then Kal v'chomer. Moshe says the Das Mikra, Ha'ish asher yido Hashem panim apanim, v'diber mo pe'al pe'am, hu ha'ish ha'mesuga lachush es p'chisos erko shel ha'adam. He could feel the distance between man and God. V'es melo ha'tsar v'ha'ka'ev, shechash ha'adam b'chayav ha'ksarim sh'olam hazeh, v'es ha'mercha ka'godol, the numbered days of man and the eternity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to have written this. So we have Tfila LeMoshe, Ish HaElokim, Moshe, the man of God. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, when did Moshe write this? Early in his life. Early in his life, in the early days before, when he was 80 years old and he saw the sneh and he came back to Mitzrayim, that's when he became Moshe Rabbeinu. But way earlier, much earlier, says the MS Liyakov, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here, and he writes it also in his commentary on Chumash. He says, the MS Mizmar Ziv Cholasar Mizmarim Nemru O Lefnei Haiskalos Besneh. Before the sneh, Shahaya Bebes Paro, Va'adain Lohaya Navi. When he was first in the house of Paro, he wasn't even a Navi yet. He went, and Moshe Rabbeinu went out and saw the Sivlos of his brethren. He goes to Paro, Vayar B'Sivlosa, and he says, Paro, since you want people to work better, give him a day off. If you work them 7 days of the week, so then they're just not going to be able to work. You need one day off so they can get refreshed. They can work better the rest of the week. Paro's like, good idea. Give them a day off. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a day off, gave them Shabbos. And that was the Torah quotes in Resh Pei Aleph, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, Shemoshe bachar b'yom ha'shvi liyom ha'menucha. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yaakov says, Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos is one of these Mizmarim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave these Mizmarim to the Klal Yisrael to be able to be Osek in on Shabbos. Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos is about Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, the Mizmar of the Yom for Yom Revi'i, right? Kel Nekamos Hashem. Hashem's going to take revenge against our enemies. Don't worry. And Sefer Iyov was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. According to one opinion, all of these Mizmorim were Hayu Mishtashim Bohemi Shabbos LaShabbos. Right? They read them and learned them and enjoyed them. Once Moshe Rabbeinu was older and he came back to Mitzrayim when he was 80, so Achar Shabbia Navi B'mara Asneh, what does it say? Paro says Tichbat HaAvoda. He was Mevatel then Shabbos. And I'm saying Elamedim that these Mizmorim must have been said earlier before he became a Navi, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. One other point of introduction, and that is the Medrash Shochar Tov says, Lama lo nechtava batora, Lama lo nechtava batora, ela elu divrei Torah ve elu divrei nevua, the ein mafsikin bein divrei Torah le divrei nevua. The Medrash says, if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this, why isn't this part of Torah? Why is this in Ksuvim? Because it's different. What does it mean it's different? So the Rinas Yitzchak here quotes from some of the Salvatics, but if you look in the other Svarim regarding the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Tez Zayin asks, we know there's an Isser of refusing and not listening to a Navi, there's an Isser with a Chi of Visa B'dei Shemayim of not listening to a Navi, right? Mitzvah Lishmoa B'chol Navi V'Navi. There's a mitzvah to listen to every Navi, B'chol Davadar, Im Lo Yosef, Lo Yugam Mitzvah Torah. As long as he's not saying anything against the Torah, Bal Tosef, Bal Tigra, if he's a proven Navi, there's a mitzvah D'Araisa to listen to him, A love Tishma'un. There's a mitzvah to listen to him. Ask the Menchas Chinuch, so, and he says, there must be an answer to this Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. So every time we do an Avera, isn't that over al divrei hanavi? And therefore, memelo, we should be chayav misa for every single Avera that we do, right? Not just the Averis of, there's a whole hierarchy of Averis, of Malkus and Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim and Misa's Bezdin. Every Avera should be Misa, at least Misa B'dei Shemayim, because it's over al divrei navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. So that's the kasha that he asks. Hachanami, kol mitzvah saseh shebetorah, sheim b'hem onesh, ha'over, adivrei hanavi, adon hanaviim, call over. So he answers, maybe the not listening to a navi is only when you reject the divrei hanavi out of rebelliousness. You don't think he has the ability to tell me what to do. But if I just have a taiva and I violate an avera, that's not included. So maybe that's why I don't violate by every Avera, because that's not Mivater al Divrei Hanavi. But another answer, the Mitzvah Samela quotes, and others say, there's a difference between Toras Moshe and Nevuas Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated the Torah by Hashem, word for word, letter for letter, that's Toras Moshe, that's not Navi, that's Torah. And that has its own rules. Toras Moshe, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Nevuas Moshe, if Moshe got a private Nevuah, not meant to be in Torah, so that's Navi, that's Nevuah, that's not Torah. And maybe that's what the Medrash is saying here, that these prakim weren't meant to be in Torah. They weren't meant to be messages that Moshe Rabbeinu left for us, but not dafka part of Torah, and that's why these are here. So tefillah l'Moshe isha Elokim. We say this every Shabbos, we know. Hashem, ma'on ata, hayis alona b'dar v'dar. You are an abode. You are a protection, a base for us, for generations. B'terem harim yuladu, before the mountains. Right before the mountains were born, Vatacholo Eretz Vesevel, and before you created the world, Ume Olam Ad Olam, from worlds to worlds, Atokel. Meaning you were here before the world, right? The Mishnah says in Chagiga, we shouldn't think much about this because we can't really get an answer and we can't really understand it fully. But we have to recognize that Hashem was here way before, and Hashem will be here after. Tashev Enosh Adaka Tshuva. This concept is you push down people, adaka, until they're pushed all the way down by Tomer Shuva B'nei Adam. Right? You give us Yisurin, you give us challenges in order to purify us. And that is, this pasuk is the Makar. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us there were seven items, institutions that were created before the world was created. Adav Nun Dalet Amin Aleph. And one of them is Shuva, based on the pasuk right here. The Gemara says, Shiva Dram Nivru Kodem Shnivru Olam Elohim, Torah Shuva. Gan Eden Gehenim, Kisi Akavet Beis HaMikdash Ushmo Shel Mashiach. Tshuva Dechsiv B'Terem Harim Yuladu V'Ksiv Tashav Enosh Adaka V'Tomer Shuva B'nei Adam. Tshuva was created before the world was created. Rav Soloveitchik writes, why does that have to be? Because tshuva doesn't make sense. Tshuva is not based on any rules that we have. We live in a timeline. So you can't change the past. You can't undo the past. Rav Soloveitchik writes, in Yemezi Karon, page 107. B'merchave olamo haruchani v'hanafshi shel ha'adam b'dvarim shebeino l'makom yisnu yitachnu shinuyim ba'avar. There could be changes of the past. Ba'olam zeh yachol adam l'shanot ma'asim shena'asu lifnei zman rav l'afoch averis l'mitzvahs. We could change the past and we can make averis into mitzvahs. Minhagim psulim l'kochos constructivium. We could change the past. That's why it has to be before the world was created, because it's only in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have this power and not in this world, because we don't fully understand how tefillah, how tshuva works. The Noda Behuda even uses this concept where he talks, as a tshuva, where he talks about why is there no tshuva for Chayvi Misa's Bezdin. Let's say somebody is Chayvi Misa based on Chilul Shabbos, and then all of a sudden they do tshuva, and they spend the next 10 years doing tshuva and becoming the Rosh Yeshiva and becoming the Gadol Ador. And then finally the Eidim get their act together and come and testify about him, and he ends up being Chayvi Misa. So Bezdin doesn't say he did tshuva. Right? Bezdin can't act based on tshuva. Why not? Many answers given to the question, but one answer could be because tshuva cannot be used by Ben Adam. It's only in the world, in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we recognize this idea that the past could be changed because it's out of this world. It was created before the world was created, as this pasuk, tells us. The Normally Melech also mentions an idea that what does it mean from before the world? The Normally Melech says, Rabbi Simon quotes this in his Sefer on Vayikra, page Pei Dalet, that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and destroyed them, before this world. What's the message? To instill in the world the concept of regret, the concept of building after something broken. And that's the concept of tshuva. And that's also the message of this pasuk, Tanashev Enesh Adaka, even from before the world. Ki Elav Shanim, we continue, no, Ki Elav Shanim Beinecha Ki Yom Esmol. Because Hashem, 1,000 years to you is like one day. Right, again, the whole message of this mizmor is the contrast. Ki Yavar, right, 1,000 days, Adam was going to live 1,000 days, he gave 70 years to David. Or it's like one watch of the one portion of the night, right? Even 1,000 years is like Harifayan. Zeramtam Shena Yihu. Zeramtam is like the floods. Shena Yihu. It's like sleep. Baboker in the morning. Kechatsir Yachalof. It's like a grass that withers. In the morning, baboker, there's some type of grass that's alive for a day. Baboker yatzis v'chalaf, la erev yumol v'yavesh. In the morning it grows, it blossoms, and in the erev yumol v'yavesh. The Radak says this is like our life. Baboker, our youth, we are blossoming, we are strong, and then la erev, then we start withering v'yavesh, and we get older. Life goes very quickly. Ki chalinu va'apecha, we are consumed in your anger, if you're angry at us. Uvacha, and this is a feeling of not just humanness, but in gullus. And we feel that we're stepped on. In your anger, we are confused. Often our sins are in front of you. Alumenu limar panecha. The sins that we did when we were young are in front of your face. Because all our days turn in your anger. Our years are decimated. Just like a word. Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognize how fleeting our life is. You created us, but you recognize it. Let's just finish one more line, and then I'll make a comment. You mentioned Oseinu Bayam Shivim Shana, famous pasuk. Our days are 70, by the Mishnah in Avos, that's average. Vim Begvuros, Gvuros Shmonim Shana. If somebody's a Gibar Shmonim, David HaMelech lived till 70. V'rabam amav oven, and most of our life is difficult and full of sin. Ki goz chish v'na'ufa. Right, it's like a bird comes quickly and flies away. Mi odeya oz apecha uchi yiraschev rasecha. Who could stand up to you? The oz apecha, the strength of your anger. Uchi yiraschev rasecha. Hashem, you have to protect us. Interesting, there's on the pasuk on pasuk ches, it says our sins are in front of you. Shatav v'nusinu l'negdecha, alimenu l'mar panecha. So a number of svarim have the following thought. I saw it in the Kamotzi Shel Arav. He quotes it here on this pasuk from one of the achronim that we say the phrase is Hashem is zocher kol anishkachos. Right, we say that on Rosh Hashanah. Ki zocher kol anishkachos ataba me'olam. Hashem, you remember everything that's forgotten. So some say, all the mitzvahs that we do and then we feel so good about them and we give ourselves a pat on the back and we can't get them out of our heads because we feel so great, Hashem doesn't remember those mitzvahs if we remember them. If we do a mitzvah and then we just forget about it because we're like, okay, what's the next mitzvah that we're going to do? We forget about the ones that we did, Hashem remembers those mitzvahs. So remember, Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachos. And the opposite, if there's an aveira that we did and we're like, okay, we did it, done, finished, I'm not going to focus on it, I'm not going to regret it, I'm not going to try to build off of it, Hashem remembers those. Hashem's going to remember that. But if we remember our Aveira and we make sure try not to do it again because we're motivated by what happened and it stays in my mind, right? David HaMelech says elsewhere in Tehillim that our sins are constantly in front of us, so Hashem doesn't remember those. Because Hashem is only Zocher Kol HaNishkachos. He remembers the mitzvahs that we forget and he remembers the Aveiras that we forget. So maybe that's what's alluded to here. Shata Avonoseinu L'Negdecha. Our sins, you put our sins in front of you. Those are the sins that we've forgotten about, that we haven't done tshuva in front of them. Those are negdecha. Alumenu is from the word ne'elam. The mitzvahs and the ma'isim tovim that we forgot, as if we never did them, lim'ar panecha. Those are to light up your face, because those are the ones also that come from a issue of forgetting. Good. So you may say, it says 70 years. The Itchri, the Radak says, but Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120. when he lived to 120. So if he wrote it, so what's going on here? Ye Shoalim, says the Radak. In Moshe Rabbeinu Chiber, Zeh Amizmar, Eich Omar, Yemei Shino Seinu, Behem Shivim Shana, Hu Chaya, Mehav Asrim Shana. He lived to 120. Vehush Eina Shela, Ki Yu Dibra La Rov. He's talking about most people. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about most people. Omar, Al Katsar Yamim, Shemislonin, Koldor Vador Begolis, Ki Amenu Ksarim. He's talking about the national, existence also of Klal Yisrael, Kivilono Chila Rosa Yeshua, Imotikrav HaGeula. The Ebenezer also asked this question, and he said he wrote this earlier in his life, before he was a Gibor. That's the Ebenezer here. Maybe that could explain the numbers that he gives. We continue. Limnos Yameinu Kein Hoda to count our days. Ho Kein Hoda, teach us. V'navi Levav Chachma. V'navi Levav Chachma, and then we will come to, a heart of wisdom. V'navi Levav Chachma, says the, Mitsudas David, Va'az, Eritzona Lomar, this pasuk, Lomos Yameinu, Lafi Minyan Yameinu Shehimak Sarim, Kein Hoda Nadar Achecha. Even based on the short life that we have, Hashem, please let us have a connection with you. Ritzona Lomar, Lafi Erech Ma'ata Shanim, Kein Tarba Lanu Chachma Ladas Akob, Ma'adzman. Says the, Mitsudas David, our life is short, but at least, okay, let us get to know you in the short amount of time. Va'az Navi Gam Anu Lavav Chachma, Ritzona Lomar, Titein Banu Harbe Chachma, Az Nachshov Latur, Ba lavo el tochan omekadaver. Right, it's short, but you know, Hashem, you could allow us to be able to reach those levels in this short amount of time. Shuva Hashem ad masai. Hashem, return us. Vehinachem al avadecha. Be comforted with your evet. Sabeinu baboker chazdecha. Satiate us. Baboker chazdecha. What's baboker? Rashi says this pasuk is referring to the geula, right? Satiate us with the boker. The boker is the yom geula of Yeshua. Unuranana v'nismacha. B'chol Yameinu, and let us sing B'chol Yameinu all of our days. The Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, the last Rav in Krakow, in the end of his drushes, all the way at the end on page Tuf Nun, he has drushes on in Yonim Shonim, and he has on Sheva Brachas there. So there he talks about the pasuk Avram Zakein Baba Yamim Vashem Birich Es Avram Bakol, and the Medrash connects this to the pasuk in Iov Esa De'ila Meirachok. Hakavana, says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya. A person, often we go through life and we go through difficulties. Mr. Ema Margar Alo. Ach kozim ebnei shalo yarchig liras, but it's because we don't have a long-term view. Veina roa hatov atzafun baze, we don't see the good. Really, everything is for the good somehow. When we get older and we look back a long way, so then we'll be able to see it. Avram shenisnasa bahar benisyonos, Avram ad meni nisyonos, when he got older. Ubaba yamim, then he saw Hashem beirch as Avram bakol. Says Avram Zakein Baba Yamin. Once he's Zakein, then he can look back and see Avram Berech as Avram Bakol Hashem. And then Eov, the same pasuk, Esa Dei Lemei Rachok. Right? If I look from it from far away, and that he says is what David HaMelech is asking here. Sabeinu Baboker Chastecha Ki Amna Ma'amin Manachnu to call David Rachman Alatav. We believe that everything that Hashem does is for the good. Mikol Makom Hatova Bilti Nigla Eino Masbia. But right now we are not satiated from it. As the Gemara says in Yuma, a blind person is not satiated. And we're blind in terms of the seeing the goodness. We have a lot of days of difficulty. David HaMelech says, B'kesh David HaMelech Olav HaShalom al tovos golios v'hainu sab'enu baboker nu'ureinu early baboker nu'ureinu chastecha v'lo rak acharei shenazkin. We don't want to wait till Avram Zakein Baba Yamin u'bezen arviach, because then if you do it baboker early in our life, then nuranan abnisbucha b'chol yameinu, then we'll be able to be besimcha all of our days. That's the pasuk v'zui kavanas habracha, and that's what we say to the married couple. Not only in the future you should see it's good, but all the days mehera yishama kol mitzalos chasanim. From the chuppah, it should all be good. Samchini kimosi nisanu, give us happy days, the same amount that you gave us difficult days. Shnos ra'inu ra'a, the years of difficulty that we saw, similar to what we were just talking about. So in the Baruch Chaim says, shnos ra'inu, what we saw, maybe it wasn't true, but that's what we saw and that's what we felt. Yeroi el abadecha fa'alecha, appear let your work, your poel, your handiwork appear to us. Vahadarcha al b'neihem. Let your glory appear on their children. Vihi noam Hashem alakeinu aleinu. Let the noam of Hashem, the sweetness of Hashem, be on us. Umase yadeinu konen aleinu. Let the maisi yadayim be built on us. Let the maisi yadayim be built on us. What does that mean? Says the Malbim. Often when you build a building, and then you go into the building. But that's not the kind of building that we want. We don't want to build something external from us. We want to build so that everything we build, it becomes part of us. And we're affected by it. He says, Lo kein maisa hatov bin yonim hanafshiyim, nasahu basis, v'chein lamaisa yadav. L'mashal, halomei Torah taraso mechunenes al seicha la'adam minafsho. V'yose mitzvah l'shma, ha-mitzvah yesh la'kan b'nefesh ha-poel. V'zo sha'amar shamasi adenu yiyah mechunenim aleinu. La al davar shehuzulas atzmusenu. It should be part of us. That's what we daven for, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu davened for when the Mishkan was built. Right? He says, "Give the bracha v'hi noam," because he's saying that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't just build a house for God, but they should be built themselves. Okay, we'll stop here.